Evelyn Dutrisac launched her campaign on August 24 at the Caruso Club, speaking to a crowd of supporters and providing some information on what her priorities would be as Greater Sudbury's head of council. Dutrisac is no stranger to municipal politics. She served on city council from 2006 to 2018. Prior to serving on the Greater Sudbury Council, she was a councillor for the former municipality of Rayside Balfour. Dutrisac publicly announced her candidacy in January, but waited until the nomination period officially began May 2 before launching full steam ahead, per the Municipal Elections Act. Dutrisac was first elected to public office as the town of Rayside Balfour's Ward 1 representative in 1989, a position to which she was subsequently acclaimed in 1991. This initial two-term run followed two unsuccessful campaigns with the Progressive Conservative Party of Ontario candidate in the Nickel Belt, in 1985 and 1987. She later served the same region as Ward 4 Cowan. In the now-amalgamated city of Greater Sudbury from 2006 until 2018, when she stepped down to spend time with her ailing husband, Roland Dutrisac, who passed away in February 2021. On Wednesday, her supporters gathered at the Caruso Club for a fundraising dinner and to hear from their candidate. Two city council candidates were also on hand to show their support. Jocelyn Landry-Altman is seeking re-election in Ward 12, while Jerry Montpelier is seeking re-election in Ward 3. Dutrisac said she wouldn't unveil her complete platform this week, but highlighted some priorities for her first 100 days in office, should she be elected. She said her vision for the city can be summed up in one phrase, making Greater Sudbury greater, and that is what she said she intends to do. Dutrisac said she would focus on cost of living, better budgeting, the infrastructure deficit and citizen engagement as some of her top priorities. We must ensure that our hard-earned tax dollars are spent wisely and efficiently. I am not afraid to say no to continued practices of wasting taxpayers' dollars, she said. She also promised, line-by-line, budgeting and a hunt for efficiencies. Dutrisac also said she would cut the mayor's compensations, which made headlines in November 2021, to $150,000. Citizen empowerment was a big message at the event, too. We need to empower our citizens, and we need to be inclusive, diverse and tolerant. Protecting natural resources, creating job opportunities for all, ensuring recreation programs and facilities are accessible, are all high on her list. Dutrisac also referenced something she called Operation Door Knocking. I'm going to be leading a neighborhood engagement strategy, she said, focused on 25 city neighborhoods. How can we improve Greater Sudbury? It's going to be like a barn-raising situation, she said. Everybody helped. Dutrisac said the city should be a center for health, education, commerce and entertainment. Find Dutrisac's campaign website here. The 2022 municipal election is October 24.